follow up now on Keith's group therapy. He didn't quite tell the truth to his girlfriend about his age. Actually said he was 10 years younger than what he actually was.
Twice.
Is this his girlfriend?
Hi, yes.
Hi. Thank you for allowing. thank you for allowing us to call you. Like, oh my gosh.
Well, I think you talked about me, so I was like, you know, I had to laugh when I heard the email that you read this week. So yeah,
yeah.
It was just fitting that I talked to you guys.
Okay, good. You know, we had questions.
Yeah, well, let's just say I am his ex-girlfriend now.
Oh.
And he didn't exactly fool me. So.
So first of all, a lot of people were wondering, like, how old you are. So do you mind saying how old you are? Because Keith, his lie was that he is 31 and he's actually 10 years older. He's 41.
And we thought that would be a bigger deal if you were even younger.
Yeah. So I'm 26.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, I thought it was funny that he reached out to your show, like thinking that I wouldn't hear it and know immediately it was about us. you know, the thing is, like, I already knew he wasn't 31.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I found out on his Facebook profile, like,
okay,
the dummy has the year he graduated high school listed.
Oh.
So,
oh, he did?
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Unless he graduated when he was 8, he's definitely in his
40s. Okay. All right. Yep. Well, we thought maybe you might have done that too, because, you know, most women dating now are like the FBI. We're like already going into investigation mode when we meet somebody. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, before you even date, got to do the Facebook stalk, but...
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you were already clued in.
Yeah, I mean, so I was holding on to this, and I even gave him the opportunity to come clean when I asked about his age. Mm-hmm. But, like, I asked, and then this is now the second time.
Right.
He doubled down on being 31. So... I knew he was lying. I was just really just waiting for the right time to confront him about it.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks, you guys. I mean, he basically handed me that opportunity on a silver platter. I'm like, oh, the opportunity.
So how did you address it with him?
Yeah, how did you bring up that you knew? You heard it.
Well, so I pulled up your podcast in the car and played it when we were driving together.
Are you kidding me?
No. The second he heard the word, like his own words read out loud, his face just was bright red.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Did he, mm-hmm. I mean, he did he own up to it?
He admitted it.
Yeah.
I mean, he said he was sorry and he told me he only lied because, you know, he thought I'd break up with him if I knew his real age, and it was like, you know, first steps in dating, and he really liked me. Well, I get that, but, I mean, we did get into an argument, and I did break up with him.
You're like, joke's on you. It's happening.
not because of his age. I really don't care that he's older, to be honest. But it's because he just kept, the lie going. And when I gave him a chance to tell the truth, like, that's the red flag for me. Okay.
That was honestly the red flag for most everybody that heard it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're given the chance. It's not that big of a deal. You like me. So now this is you having a problem with not being able to be honest with yourself or me. So,
yeah.
That's done.
What?
Oh, dang.
Well, it sounds like you're not too broken up over it. And, you know, sorry it didn't work out between you and he. But...
We're wondering about his skincare, though. Like, did he look like he could have been 31? We're fascinated with that, too.
Yeah, Kelly was fixated on the fact that he's like, he must have great skincare if he can pass for 31.
I think he was hoping the honeymoon phase would, like, just cloud any other thoughts.
Right.
But, okay.
You know, that's gotcha. All right. Thank you for talking about it. I mean, I love your show. So it all worked out.
Well, hey, again.
Thank you. Sorry. Thank you. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for allowing us to call you. I mean, when we got the little text from you that said, hey, I think you might have talked about us or talked about me. Thank you for allowing us to actually like have this conversation. This is great.
Yes.
Well, thank you. I mean, I love your show. So thank you for talking about it. And thank you for being there for me.
Well, hopefully next time he will be honest from the get-go.
There won't be a next time, Kelly. There won't be.
No, next time we'll, like, what other dude?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Some other dude. Yeah, some other dude will be honest from the get-go.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, again, thank you so much. And we appreciate you allowing us to give you a chat.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So there you go. Lesson learned, Keith.
Lesson learned. You know what?
Lesson learned.
Facebook took them down.
Yeah.
This is another example of social media taking you down.
Well, if you are going to be honest on the profiles, understand when you meet someone, they're immediately going to look you up.
I know. And he had graduated in, 2004. And
right.
It's like, okay.
Yes. So if you're going to tell someone you graduated from Harvard, but then it says Ivy Tech on your, no disrespect, but it's different.
It's a different university. Yes.
It's a different university. So just don't, if you're going to be honest on the profile.
Yeah.
And don't like be dishonest on the profile.
No.
Don't say I got to back up my lies on the profile.
I don't know. If you've got a comment or maybe you've got an example of how social media did yin, with someone like a date or something like that, 502-795-1997. But yes, thank you again to she wanted to remain anonymous, so thank you again for allowing us to give you a chat. That is clearly closure that we needed on 99.7 DJX.